Come on, stop being a Vita like and let's go on back to the 90s. I'm your flossin' host, Darian. Right after this, we're going back to Thursday, May 21st, 1992.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another 90s moment. It was Thursday, May 21st, 1992. New Jersey's sales tax was lowered to 6%, while gas crept up to $1.19 a gallon. Criss Cross had the entire month of May jumping with their number one Billboard hit, Jump. Brooks and Dunn was getting it done on the country scene with Neon Moon. Sharon Stone had to move aside with her number one box office hit because there was a new champion on the scene, the new Warner Brothers action film, Lethal Weapon 3. And although NBC was must-see TV, ABC held it down pretty good with an all-new The Young Writers and MacGyver. I'm out of time, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I have to sign up for summer school. I failed Drexel's class. Catch me tomorrow on another 90s flashback.